This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Rick Gamley. Gardening guy and Cornish Flats resident Henry Hohmeyer joins us once again. Good morning, Henry.
Good morning, Rick.
Henry, we're in the peak of fall foliage season here in the Granite State. What are some of your favorite bright-colored trees and shrubs that you love?
Well, obviously the sugar maple is the best. That's what everybody travels here to see. It's kind of big to plant in your own yard, but I also love the native red maple, and really all the trees have their own special colors. The beeches and birches and oaks may not be as brilliant as the maples, but they're still wonderful. But there are lots of smaller things that people can plant in their yards as well.
Yeah, you wrote in your weekly column recently about what's known as burning bush. Many listeners may not realize that that plant is an invasive species that's now banned, but you see it everywhere.
You do. It's bright red from now until well after Halloween, and it'll grow anywhere, sun or shade. The New Hampshire legislature finally clamped down on it because it is, particularly in the southern parts of the state, a real pest where it's taking over the edges of the woodlands, and it's choking out. If you like trillium and other wildflowers, burning bush, also called by its Latin name, euonymus, is a real thug that will keep some of our favorite wildflowers from having a chance to grow.
So if we pull that out, what can we use for alternatives?
I love a plant called Father Gila. It is a small shrub, relatively slow growing, so you don't have to prune it every year. That's a nice feature. It has great fall color. It has reds and purples and orange and yellow, often all four of those colors on one bush. And in the springtime, it has wonderful white flowers.
That sounds beautiful. Are there any other alternatives, anything else that we should think about planting for the future?
Absolutely. I love blueberries as a decorative plant. People think of blueberries to produce blueberries to eat, and then they complain the birds eat them.
Sure.
But blueberry, besides having nice form and blossoms earlier on in the season, is a great fall color. Many times they'll be red or yellow, and they're really quite brilliant. In addition to the blueberries, many of the azaleas turn nice color leaves at this time of year. I have one called Cornell Pink. It's a variety that blooms very early in the season and has beautiful red leaves now. Some of the spireas, such as Glow Girl, Glow Flame, also have good color at this time of year.
Henry, is it too late to plant these now?
I don't think so, although there is some controversy on when's the best time to plant. But at any rate, if you go to your nursery now, Rick, and take a look at what colors appeal to you and what plants look good now, you could plant it now, or you could go back in the spring and get that Cornell Pink azalea or Father Gila and plant it in the spring. But it's fine either way.
What should you do if you are planting now?
It's important that the roots not freeze up any earlier than they have to. So after you've planted, put down a good 4-inch layer of chipped bark or branches, mulch of some sort, so that the ground won't freeze. That way your roots can be extending and growing really right up until the middle of December.
Henry Hohmeyer's writing appears in publications around the region, and you can read his weekly blog online. You'll find a link at our site, in fact, at nhpr.org. Thanks, Henry.
Thank you, Rick.
Enjoy the colors.
Oh, thanks. I will. Bye-bye.